Sanders had won the most votes in the first three contests in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. After a brutal start to his campaign, Biden's resounding win in the February 29th South Carolina primary triggered a rapid chain of events. Just hours after Super Tuesday voting began, two of his top rivals, Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, threw their support behind him, followed by another former candidate, Beto O'Rourke, a favorite of Texas Democrats. 24 hours later, the returns confirmed his status as the Democratic establishment's alternative to Sanders. As of March 4th, the former vice president had won Alabama, Arkansas, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. Six of the 10 victories were by double-digit margins, allowing him to rack up delegates, which are allocated proportionally to candidates with at least 15% of the vote. Sanders was projected to win California, the biggest delegate prize, as well as Colorado, Utah, and his home state of Vermont. While Biden's aides had expected a strong showing in the South, the campaign's upset victory in Texas was key given the state delegate haul, the second largest of the night. In the suburbs of cities like Houston and Dallas, where Democrats' gains in 2018 helped lift them to the House majority, moderate Democratic voters appeared to recoil at Sanders' liberal rallying cry. "People are freaked out by Sanders," says Colin Strother, a Texas Democratic strategist who argued that if Sanders is at the top of the ticket, he has concerns about down-ballot candidates. "We think we're going to get creamed," Strother is a political advisor to Representative Henry Queller, a moderate Democrat who beat back a liberal primary challenger, another proof point in the case against the far left. Even Biden's senior aides were surprised by the rout. "Was this not exactly what I told you was going to happen?" a senior Biden campaign official joked as his victory came into view. But Biden's romp came not from voters' long-standing preferences, but from a last-minute stampede. Nearly as stunning as the speed of Biden's turnaround was the fact that it didn't seem to be because of anything the candidate himself did. Instead, the party came to him.